Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining me here today for the very first time, Barbara Nesbitt is on our program. Barbara, how are you today?
Hi, I'm very happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
All right, I'm going to play a song off of my new album. This is called That's Just Love.
Here's Barbara Nesbitt here on Hunter at Sunrise. Sunrise. You don't mind if I applaud, right?
No, I was going to do it with you, but that just seems self-serving.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Hunter at Sunrise. It's great to have you on the show. It seems like you should have been on the show a long time ago.
100 years ago.
Yeah, I'm like, why haven't I had her on the show? But then I never knew when you were in town until the Stockley Gardens Art Show came around and I saw you were on the bill.
Yeah, I'm glad that Mr. Goodbar said I should reach out to y'all because, I mean, I've known who you are for since the 90s. But when I was playing music here in the 90s, I was pretty bad at any kind of getting myself out there.
Publicity.
Yeah. I mean, as us musicians typically are pretty bad about that.
Yeah. Well, originally you're from Georgia, right?
I am.
And now when did you leave Georgia? You came here for a while, right?
I was here for 18 years. I really cut my musical teeth here at places like Friar Tuck's and King's Head and Lewis's. With my old band Rare Days.
Yeah.
And I left Georgia when I was really young. I lived a bunch of places between and a bunch of places since Virginia. Mm-hmm. But I got here when I was around 15, little street urchin with no home, and met up with a bunch of hippies. And next thing you know, I was playing music and I'm not done yet.
Wow. You remember all those old haunts then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird being right here. This is where I used to live, a couple blocks from the studio.
Oh, okay.
And yes, yeah, Speedy's. I remember, did you ever go to Speedy's Tacos?
No.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I've only lived here 30 years.
I'm not forgiven. No quarter given.
I haven't been there. I'm sorry. Now, I remember the old Jewish mother down at the oceanfront.
Oh, yeah. Played there a bunch, too.
I used to go there a lot, as a matter of fact. That was a great place. And
they had the best coffee milkshake in the world.
Wow.
All the food there was amazing.
It was. It was sad when it moved or closed or whatever.
Yeah,
that
was a weird thing.
Yes.
It moved and then it just didn't really recover.
Yeah, it's a shame. Now, you have a new album, and we want to talk about that, but it's called Lucky Street. Just came out in September, right?
Yep.
Now, this is your sixth studio album. Did you actually do this at home, or is it an actual studio thing?
I did it at my friend Gabriel Rhodes' studio in Austin. He's, he's just worked with people like Willie Nelson and, you know, just some unknowns.
Oh, yeah, just some just some people in off the street.
His mother is Kimmy Rhodes, and she's also well-known. She's written a lot of songs for people like Mark Knopfler and Emmylou. But anyway, he's been a friend for a while and it felt like the right fit. We wrote a song together and I felt really comfortable working with him and he felt like the right fit to produce it. Plus, he lives about a 90-second drive from my house.
Oh,
and so,
that makes it convenient.
So convenient. Hey, can you come over here and just fix this one thing real quick right now? Yep, I can. Geographically desirable, for sure. But I think we worked really well. I'm so excited about what we pulled out of each other creatively.
Yeah. When was the last time you put out an album? Is this the first one in a while? Or
yeah, I make really smart choices and real timely ones. And that the last album I put out was mastered about a week before the pandemic began.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about y'all, but we had a pandemic in Texas.
I don't think you were alone.
I was alone, and actually I was really happy about
that.
Well,
yeah, you were alone. That isn't the way I meant
it. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. So, no, I guess pandemic is when I put out the last one. But I've also done a few other records. I did a couple records with Rare Days, and I had a band in Austin for a while called the Whiskey Sisters, and we
I was going to ask you about the Whiskey Sisters. But when did you get to Austin? How long have you lived there now?
I've been there about 16 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How old am I?
I know. I'm doing the math. I say, you don't look this old.
Don't do the math.
I hear the music scene in Austin is the most amazing music scene. Of course, there's Austin City Limits on TV all the time, but I can imagine that there are tons of venues there, right?
Yes, tons of venues, and even things that aren't venues are venues, gas stations and grocery stores. And it's not like embarrassing or shameful to have to play in those situations, not in Austin. It's hard because there are a lot of musicians. It's hard because it's a booming town, and most of the creatives have been kind of priced out.
Yeah,
I got very lucky and bought my home right before the market really turned. But I also have been working really hard at it, and I have a good, really great community of musician friends and. Mm-hmm. Kind of the volition, the rock I've been pushing up the hill is pushing itself a little bit from time to time now there. Yeah. And there's also HAM, the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, which has been paying my health insurance for the last 15 years.
Wow.
And pays for millions and millions of dollars to take care of Austin musicians' mental and physical well-being because they somehow find that we have value in the community.
Wow.
It's really great.
That is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Now, you also operate something called the Monday Night Supper Club. Why don't you tell us about that down in Austin?
Yeah, that's my favorite day of the week. Monday night at El Mercado on South First in Austin. It's my friend Ben Jones from a band called Beetroot Revival. Mm-hmm. And me, he's my Monday husband. I call him my Monday husband. He and I have a few.
You have a Tuesday and a Wednesday husband, too?
No, isn't Monday enough? One day of the week is enough for a husband, I think.
Okay.
I've heard. Yeah, so he and I, it's a song swap in the round kind of deal, and we have a different featured artist each week come through and play. And it's a lot of banter and just talking crap. And can you say crap?
Sure.
And asking ridiculous questions. I ask some ridiculous questions instead of the same old interview questions.
Right.
And I love it. We have a full crowd of people that come every week and support and actually listen. Mm-hmm. They want to hear the songs and the stories behind the songs. And it's heartwarming and gratifying for sure.
Now, is that a place where you can try new material out a lot of times, or do you get to play, or is
it
just somebody else?
I know I play, and it is the reason I write new material. I have a reason to write new material because of Monday Night Supper Club. In fact, this whole last album, Lucky Street, every song there was written because there was this outlet I had on Mondays mm-hmm. to bring out the new pet each week. And I've been writing a lot. It's such a cool thing. It's such an inspiration for me to be around people who actually really do care about the music. They're interested.
How long did it take you to put this album together and write it all?
I think I probably wrote all the songs intermittently in the space of a year.
Okay.
And I actually took a long time to do the actual recording. All of that process, I took about a year to do that, which is a long time for me.
Uh-huh.
But that's just the way our schedules and timing worked, and it worked out fine.
Yeah. Well, we'll continue this here in a second. We're talking with Barbara Nesbitt, by the way, but I thought you might play us something else for us here.
I think I can do that.
This is probably another song off of Lucky Street.
Well, it is now.
Which can't help.
No, it is. It is.
Congratulations on that, by the way. I just think it's a great album.
Oh, thank you so much.
It sounds like you put a lot of work into it.
We really did. We put a lot of heart and work into it. And, yeah, I appreciate that very much because I know you hear a lot of music. So.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You probably don't blow a lot of smoke.
No, I don't.
All right. This is called I Shot an Arrow.
Excellent. Here's Barbara Nesbitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I thought I could take down the sky, the moon for my table, the stars for my eyes. I thought I could have all the rain and dismiss the sun. Some other day, I shot an arrow into the air. No one thinks of gravity. Straight up the middle to heaven somewhere, and thought.
Here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I'm not clapping.
I appreciate all the help you can give me in that department. I have people come in and they'll bring their significant others with them, their children or whatever, and they'll be in the studio and I say, you know, they can applaud if they want to.
They don't want to.
I like that feeling that there's somebody in the studio, and there's other people listening. I just like that.
Especially with the live performance, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and once again, Barbara has this new album. It's called Lucky Street. Came out September 8th, and that's the music that she's playing here on the show this morning. Tell me a little bit about the Whiskey Sisters. I've heard about them. You helped co-found them, correct?
I did, yes. Myself and another woman, we partnered up and decided we wanted to do just some really high harmony and raucous country rock, mm-hmm. in-your-face kind of music. And when we first got together to learn, just to have a rehearsal and see how our voices blended,
right.
We woodshedded a tune on our own, got together and started singing, and we were both just like, oh my God, were we? It's like blood harmonies. And it was a very energetic, we took Austin by storm in a way. It was really, really fun. There was no one else doing kind of what we were doing, and we had a great spot at the Continental Club, which is an iconic music venue
there. Continental Club.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it was a glorious run. We had a great time, did some touring, made a record, wrote a bunch of songs, and just really burned your face off with loudness. And
sounds like you had a lot of fun.
It was great. It was great. I will tell you that it's really nice to not have loud drums, bass, and electric guitar mm-hmm. blaring into my ears all the time.
Yeah.
But while it happened, it was just really, really fun. We ended up winning Best New Artist in the Austin Music Awards, which is a nice a feather in our caps.
Well, you've had quite a few awards in the Austin Music Awards. You had top five best female singer, top three best songwriter, top three guitar player, top eight best country players. Are there a lot of people in this competition?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. It's to place like that. You know, it doesn't, not getting first place, but just a place at all is mm-hmm. definitely feels good.
Yeah.
Sadly, it doesn't translate to billions of dollars in my bank account, but it sure does look good on paper.
They don't have any prizes?
It is the prize.
It is the prize, just to be nominated, or just to place in
the... And to be called out at the Moody Theater at ACL for the Austin Music Awards is, I mean, that is definitely an ego booster.
So that's where it's held, is the Moody Theater, did you say?
Yeah, which is where the ACL shows are taped, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're talking with Barbara Nesbitt here on Under at Sunrise. She has a new album out called Lucky Streak. Would you like to play something else from it here?
I'm going to mix it up.
She's going to mix it up.
I'm going to mix it up because I'm in Norfolk and there's a song I just wrote that...
Just wrote this.
I just wrote this and it definitely harkens back to my days when I first started playing music around here.
You haven't recorded this at all.
Nope, this is the first time that it'll be recorded right now. I better not mess it up. But yeah, it's just moments in your life that you don't know for decades how that ordinary moment changed the course of your life.
Wow.
And one of them was meeting Bernie Lee at the Boathouse for an Edie Brickell concert. I met him and he ended up being the first person to put a microphone in front of my face and a guitar in my hand, and my life changed forever.
And just for people who don't know who Bernie Lee is, he's in a duo called Fixity. He's got a lot of other bands he's playing with around here.
He plays with Chong Band.
Mm-hmm.
With Fixity, he's got Bernie and the Jets that he does, which is a really cool show.
Oh.
And he was part of Rare Days, my first band here in Norfolk also.
Excellent.
And this is called The Ordinary.
Here's Barbara Nesbitt here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, I remember when we took that picture, nothing but front, standing in a parking lot of broken bottles, street light buzzing a midnight sun. Something about the way that it cast a shadow long and lean across the sand, out of nowhere, an enchanted moment, spellbound lovers touching. Isn't it
Sunrise. And can I tell you that I really love it when artists come on the air here and try out new material that no one's ever heard before? I love that.
Oh, that's good. Good. I was worried you were like, I don't know if we've approved this.
Oh, no. I trust your judgment on that.
I had to sing about the boathouse while I was here in Norfolk.
Yeah. It's unfortunate the boathouse isn't around anymore. A lot of people are trying to recreate the boathouse around here, but it's just not the same.
No, it won't be. It won't be the same.
It's just not the same.
You can never go home.
It was my favorite venue around here, and I was so sad when it went away. It was just awful.
Yeah, but it was great. It was such a part of an entire era of our lives.
Yeah, a whole generation remembers that place. Mm-hmm. It was just in the perfect place. Mm-hmm. And then they had to build a ball field. Come on.
Because, you know, Norfolk needs a baseball stadium.
That's right. Well, we need a baseball team, I guess.
Is there still a baseball team here?
Oh, yes.
Oh, all right. Go sports ball.
And every now and then a banana ball comes down, comes here and sells out the place. But I don't know if you've heard of it.
I don't even know what you're – I think you're making it up.
No, I am not making that up. It's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball.
I bet that's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch, actually. I've never been to a game, but I'm told it's amazing, and they sell out every place they go.
Yeah, I can see that.
We're talking with Barbara Nesbitt here on Sunrise. I really appreciate you doing this today. This is cool.
Me too. Thanks for letting me come in here.
Yeah, and again, the name of the album is Lucky Street, and I guess you can get this anywhere, right, on streaming services?
Yeah, you can get it on all the things. If you want to make sure that I get paid money, you can always go to my website and buy it there. And these things called CDs.
And that URL is?
And it's BarbaraNesbitt.com.
Okay, good.
Pretty straightforward.
Two T's. Now, are you on tour behind this album, or are you just
going
home?
I'm going to be. I'm just heading home now. This was just a quick little visit trip. I had to have some Fellini's pizza, so I had to come through.
Man, you just have been throwing around all sorts of the iconic.
I know. At least that's still here.
Iconic local haunts.
And I had some Aura Packs, too, so I had to get my fix. But no, I'm heading back home. I will be doing a little bit more touring coming up. Next year, I'm going to head back out to the UK and Europe and get out of the Texas heat.
Yeah.
And other than that, I'm really just hanging at home for the rest of the year doing my Monday Night Supper Club and a few other shows. But I do plan on coming back here. I'm trying to work something out with certain friends of ours to do a house concert in the late spring.
So
I'd love to come back and do that.
Yeah, well, maybe you can come back here on the show again. That would be cool.
We'll see.
We'll see. We're not going to promise anything. But we'll see.
I'll come. Yes, I would love to come back.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here on the show, finally.
I know. Only 30 years later.
Yeah, only 30 years later. But I really appreciate you doing this today. And I really wish you the best with your new record, Lucky Street. And that you can get just about anywhere in the world now, I'm sure. So check her out. Barbara Nesbitt here on Under It Sunrise.